Are you the kind of person who likes to do what you want, when you want, how you want, every time? Or do you prefer to know what's going on ahead of time and to follow a well-thought-out and proven plan? And have you considered how each of these types of people are undoubtedly on your wedding guest list? Let me save you a bit of time today and let you know from the outset that the answer to this podcast ep question, is a seating chart absolutely necessary for my wedding, is it depends. And I know that's not what you want to hear, but I think it's actually pretty freeing when you work out that ultimately it's up to you, your fiancé, and a few other considerations as well. Before I dig into the pros and cons of each of your options, it can be fun to have a brainstorm about how you'd like to incorporate your likes, your loves, and your preferences in either your seating chart, so a central sign or display with all of your guest names and where they're sitting on it, and this can be a one-and-done situation like one big sign, or broken up into individual signs and displays, like one for each table, or some kind of escort card. So think maybe a themed favour, like a little bottle of your favourite drink, or a labelled mini Lego figurine that looks like your fam or friend, or place cards, usually beautifully handwritten, sometimes in calligraphy, or a favour as simple as a leaf, or as extra as an engraved piece of polished sea glass. You could check out some of the options on the Unbridly Pinterest account board. So there is one that's called Wedding Seating Plan and Escort Cards. And I'll put the link in the show notes for you so it's easy to find. There are so many ideas in there and it's exciting. It's really fun to consider when your guest enters whatever reception space you have, how they work out, where they're being seated or not. So today I'm going to teach you the pros and cons of having allocated seating for your wedding reception, so having either the seating chart, the escort cards, or the place cards, the pros and cons of having a free-for-all where your fam and friends decide where they want to sit and with whom themselves, and finally, the three extra things you need to consider before you decide on which way is best for you, your fiancé, and your guests. Let's get stuck into it.
Unbridly is a community of pro wedding vendors who believe in freedom and integrity in weddings, giving you options, solutions, tips and tricks to create the experience and memories that you and your fiancé really want and deserve. Because we believe that weddings are a team sport. With how-tos, stories and interviews with recently married couples, we find out what went right and what they'd change if they could go back and do it all over again. I'm Camille and welcome to the Unbridly podcast.
First off, we're going to have a chat about allocated seating, which basically means that you're making the decision, you and your fiancé, about where you want people to be in your reception. And usually it's not just because you're a control freak. Usually it's because there are certain advantages to having certain family members sitting together, certain groups of people. So, you know, if you think about maybe your friends from university or high school or something like that, sitting them together, it makes sense. They know each other. You know, there's a certain dynamic between the people. It makes sense. They're going to want to spend time together. And there are other advantages too. So let's go over what those are. Because, of course, allocating your seating means you're going to have to do some extra thinking. You're going to do some extra probably negotiating between certain family members, certain friends. You know, I need you to sit next to so-and-so. I need you to keep an eye on them. Or I don't want to ruin your night. I'm going to seat you on the opposite side of the room from X, usually an X. Let's face facts. And so let's go over what these pros are, why you want to put in the time, effort, and money into letting your guests know where you want them to be seated. And number one is the organization. because a seating chart, or however you're going to tell your guests, you know, obviously when you're working out where you want people to sit, whether or not you have one big seating chart or you're using escort cards or place cards, things like that, there is a master file. There is a document that has all of your guests and where they're going to be seated there. And so your seating chart, make sure that your family and friends know exactly where to sit. As I said at the start, there are some people who like to know what you want. And especially at a wedding, a lot of your friends and family, most of them, I hope, will be going, okay, what do they want? We want to do what they want and enjoy their wedding in the way that they have envisioned, because they love you. They want to sit where you want them to be, so then everything flows really beautifully. And so these guests know exactly what you want because you've communicated it through your seating chart. So it minimizes confusion and it makes sure that there is a smooth flow of your event, because you've already thought through and worked through what the different stages are of your timeline, how people need to move around, because of course we're taking into account whether or not you've got plated meals being served, whether it's a family style, having, you know, a large platter amongst what, 6-8 people across the table there, or whether or not it's a buffet situation. Thinking about all of this up front, organizing the seating chart, means that your guests feel organized as well. The next pro to having a seating chart and having allocated seating is that it helps to maximize the use of your space. So whether you're indoors or outdoors, most people are going to have a finite use of space for their reception, for the meal that they're serving to celebrate their marriage. And so having allocated seating allows for efficient use of that space. It makes sure that each table is filled appropriately and no seats are left empty. And if you think about the analogy of going into like a movie theater, like going to see a movie at the cinemas, right? You might go in with your fiance, for example. If you see that there are a couple of seats in a few rows that are empty, you're going to fit there, right? It's just you and your fiance. But if you see an entire row that's empty, you're going to sit there. You are going to sit there first. Your guests are not going to sit with other guests, even though it might just be your auntie and your uncle. They're not going to go and sit with other people unless they have a really tight connection with them. Unless they're family as well, they're going to go and choose the empty table to sit. So allocating your seating means that each table is filled and no seats are left empty. The other way that allocated seating helps you and your friends and family is that you can be strategic. And as I mentioned before, everyone at your wedding is not going to love everyone else. It's life. There are rifts. There is history. And so you, as the engaged couple, can strategically place certain guests next to certain guests to encourage mingling and minimize any friction to make sure that everyone feels comfortable and included. Super important. And the fourth way that having allocated seating can help with your wedding and how it feels is with your personalization. So as I mentioned at the start, it offers you another opportunity, a complete other layer to add personal touches like your place cards, certain favors that you're giving your guests and has their name on it at their place setting, or escort cards. I've seen some brilliant examples. And one of the more, I guess, obvious and simple ones is a champagne wall, where an entire wall is filled with champagne glasses, and attached to each champagne glass, if you imagine a flute with a really long stem there, you can have a little attachment there. I've seen some people use little mini bookmarks, little travel tags, things that can be used again, which is brilliant because we like those eco-friendly, reusable choices with their name, the table number, and sometimes even a place setting. And that's the other option as well. It doesn't have to be you allocate everyone to a certain seat. It could be that you just allocate your guests to a certain table and they can work out amongst themselves where they sit at that table, but you can make sure that every seat is filled. That can be brilliant. And so this personalization, it means that you can seat your family and friends based on maybe your guests' interests or their relationships. As I mentioned, university, high school, it could be your basketball team. Sit them all together. Have some fun with it and know that everyone sitting at that table is from the team. So you could have something team appropriate. I don't know. What would you have? Little whistles as favors or something. I don't know. I've been watching the NBA playoffs and I don't know why it's such a thing, but they're handing out these face washes at the games and people circle, you know, wave them around their head, their face washes for their team when everyone gets excited. Maybe your basketball team is seated there at the table. They've got the little face washes and they're going, I don't know. They do have napkins. You could just use the napkins. Anyway, totally off track. And so just to go over again, the main pros of having allocated seating are, number one, the organization and smoother flow of your event. Number two, maximize space. Number three, it allows you to make some strategic choices with your seating. And number four, personalization. Whether you're personalizing certain tables or the favors or escort cards that you're giving your guests, there are so many options, which can be really fun. All of that said, of course, allocated seating is not for everyone. So let me go over what some of the cons or downsides of having allocated seating for your wedding could be. Number one is the time. It's time consuming. Creating a seating chart can take you a lot of, number one, time, but secondly, that emotional energy, all of that thought, the angst, the maybe having a chat with a bridesmaid, you know, should I be doing this? Should I be doing this? Is the rift that big that we have to separate them? It can take you some serious emotional energy and time, especially if your guest list is big or there are complicated dynamics to consider. Families who have broken up, there could be divorces there to consider. Number two is it makes things inflexible. And it depends on what kind of person you are. But for me, I really like knowing where everyone is. I like knowing where a couple want me to sit. But for some, they just hate it. They hate the inflexibility. So if you imagine for me, you're having this brilliant catch up with a long lost cousin. You haven't caught up with them in so many years. And you're there at the pre-reception drinks, sharing a drink, having a laugh, going, do you remember when? Oh my God. And how is so-and-so? And these are your kids. They've grown up so much. You're having this brilliant chat. And then you go to move to the reception and discover that you're actually seated on opposite ends of the room from each other. That might be really disappointing. You want to sit with that cousin. You want to catch up, but it's already decided where you're going to be sitting. In addition to that, once a seating chart is created, it can be challenging to accommodate last-minute changes or unexpected additions to your guest list. So, you know, that friend who said that they were coming, but in the last 48 hours says, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I can't. I've got this thing. And yeah, you strike them from your heart and from your life, of course, but need to, you know, shuffle people around on your seating chart, which, you know, makes you hate them all the more. Or more commonly, the auntie, uncle, cousin who didn't RSVP and you assumed that they weren't coming and they contact your parents. Yeah. In the week before, they contact your parents and they go, oh, so we're really looking forward to your daughter, son's, whatever's wedding, and your parents pass it on to you and you go, what are you talking about? They're not coming. They didn't RSVP. And all of a sudden, you've got to find a spot for them. You know, two, three, four people, brilliant. Got to try and squeeze them in there somewhere. So one of the cons of having that allocated seating chart is that you've got to move every little chess piece around when something changes. Honestly, I've heard people cry over this. I understand. If you had a sweary, chocolate-addicted, wine-sipping fairy godmother who could help you with your wedding planning, what would you wish for? Perhaps no more waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, wondering what you've forgotten, or fretting about your RSVPs. Maybe no more spreadsheets or post-it notes or endless to-do lists. Well, I can help you with all of that. WedSites is an Australian wedding website builder, guest management software, and wedding project planner all in one. Why is this such a game changer for you? Well, imagine everything to do with your wedding being in one place, updated in real time in the cloud, shareable to anyone else that's helping you, password protected for your guests, with notifications to tell you what needs to be done next and by when. It's amazing, right? I love how easy WedSites is to set up and use, and how there are no ads on the platform yelling at you to spend more money on your wedding. To get started on your very own free wedding website, just head to WedSites.com. That's WEDSITES.com, and enter the code UNBRIDLYPOD, that's UNBRIDLYPOD, to get 10% off their paid planning tools. The link is in the show notes. The number three con of having an allocated guest list is the potential for discomfort. So while you might believe that a certain single friend is really well suited to another single friend, and you've thought about it, and you've sat them next to each other, your guests might feel that they don't know this person very well. It might lead to a bit of anxiety for them. They might not get along. It can lead to awkwardness or a less than fabulous night for them. Your idea and preconceptions of how people might get along could be wrong, could be misguided, and it might mean that your guests feel a bit uneasy about where you have chosen for them to sit, which of course is not the end of the world, but it is a con. So then let's have a chat about what it means when you have unallocated seating. Dun, 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 dun. It's free. People can walk in, get their food, however you've chosen to serve them some food, and they sit wherever the fuck they want. They sit with the cousin that they want to catch up with, and they get to move around if they want. If they want to have their starters in one spot, find someone else to chat to and move over to them, it doesn't upset anyone. Total freedom. For a social occasion, that's what you want. And so the pros are the flexibility. Your friends and family have the freedom to choose where they want to sit, which can lead to a much more relaxed and casual atmosphere. It means, in addition, less planning for you, less of a head fuck, less time, less money as well, because you don't have a seating chart. You don't have those little escort cards. You don't have the place cards. Don't bloody need them. Happiness for you. Another pro is that it can encourage your guests to mingle with each other because they have the opportunity to move freely around. As I said, maybe have your starters here at this table, have your main course over at that other table. They can interact with a variety of people throughout your wedding and don't feel as beholden to a particular spot because they know that that's where you wanted them to be. Of course, you don't expect them to sit in their seat and not move, except maybe to go to the toilet or the dance floor. That's not what you intend when you allocate seating. But there is this sort of psychological, maybe old school, maybe traditional thought that where you're placed is where you should be and you shouldn't be running around to all the other seats. And another pro is that it can reduce the stress of the whole planning of your reception. So for you, your fiance, and wedding planners, you don't have to worry about seating arrangements. You just put the seats there, you get the food out, you let them sort it out for themselves. But while that's a pro, it can also be a bit of a disaster, a bit of a con. So as I mentioned, space management, without assigned seats, you go here, you go here, there's a risk of uneven distribution of guests amongst the tables, which means that some of the tables are overcrowded while others remain empty. which not only is uncomfortable for people trying to sit there and eat, it doesn't look or feel great. You know, you don't want that school cafeteria feeling of, oh God, all the people I really like are already seated at those tables. I'll just go and sit on my own. And you feel excluded. The second con is the potential for confusion. So your friends and family might have to spend quite a bit of time searching for a seat because in most cases, your guests aren't there on their own. They have their partner or they have their family. It might be a family of, say, five people. They're trying to find a table that has five seats free, hopefully all in a row, so they can all sit together. It's hard. This can, in turn, lead to delays in the start of different stages in your wedding. So whether you're having people seated before speeches or having people seated before the first dance or something like that. And then it's a bit of confusion. Where should we sit? Where is best? Should we sit here? Should we let this more mature, maybe, guest sit here where they can hear things, but they're away from the DJ? And so not telling people what to do can actually cause more confusion than you intend. Another con is with the social dynamics. So some guests may feel uncomfortable or excluded, as I said, the school cafeteria phenomenon, if they can't find a seat with people they know or they end up sitting on their own. Sitting there on your own to eat a meal is not what anyone really wants to do, I think. And as I mentioned, the fourth con of having unallocated seating is that risk of unintentional exclusion. So certain guests, especially those who are elderly, perhaps disabled, they might struggle to find suitable seating if it's a first-come, first-served basis for being seated. So considering all of those points, as I said at the start, ultimately, the decision to have allocated seating or free unallocated seating depends on your personal preferences, the size and dynamics of your guest list, and the overall atmosphere you want to create for your wedding reception. And you might be wondering, how does the size and dynamics of your guest list and the atmosphere we want to create impact whether or not we should have a seating chart? And so here are three points that I'd love you to have a think about before you make your decision. Number one is the size of your guest list. So with a larger guest list, it becomes more practical to have a seating chart because organizing a large number of guests without assigned seating, it can lead to chaos and confusion and time wasted, which you just don't have on a wedding day. Large guest list, I've seen some people suggest that's from 40 or 50 guests up. I've seen other people suggest that maybe from 30 guests up is a large guest list. And, you know, your smaller guest lists are 30, 40, 50 or lower. And that, for those with less family and friends invited, a smaller guest list, that free unallocated seating might be more feasible. With fewer guests, it's easier for your family and friends to find their seats on their own without the need for a seating chart. And so have a think about how many people you're inviting and whether or not it's actually practical for them to be working out for themselves in real time where they should sit. The other factor that I'd love you to consider are the dynamics of your guest list. So as we all know, familial relationships, family. If there are complex family dynamics, and who doesn't have them? Or potential conflicts amongst your other guests, a seating chart can really help to avoid uncomfortable situations by strategically placing guests either close to each other or very far away from each other. And similarly, your friendship groups. So understanding the relationships amongst your guests, such as certain friend groups, people with common interests, this can also help guide your decision of whether or not to have a seating chart that encourages mingling and ensures that everyone feels as comfortable as possible. And in addition to the dynamics of your guest list, have a really good think about those friends, family members who have special needs. So your guests who are I don't like saying elderly, but it is a factor. Those who are older generally have different needs. It might be a mobility issue. It could be a sight issue. It could be a hearing issue. Or those with disabilities or have different apparatuses to be able to move and to be able to sit, they're going to need a different type of access to your wedding reception. Considering specific seating arrangements that are best accommodated through a seating chart might be really smart, and it might save your friend or family member from being embarrassed and feeling like they are being a burden to you on the day. It says, we've thought about you. We care about what your needs are, and here, we've worked out where you can be comfortable. On that point, if you don't know what it's going to take for a friend or family member to feel comfortable, please just ask them. Please just give them a call and go, hey, working out the seating chart here, where would you prefer to be? Obviously, you can't do this with every guest, but you know those one or two guests who really need a little bit of help and would have a better time if you accommodated their needs. And the third thing that I'd really love you to consider before you make your decision is the overall atmosphere that you're trying to create here. Because a more formal wedding might really benefit from assigned seating to maintain a sense of order and elegance. Things run smoothly. People know what's expected of them. But in contrast, if you've got a casual or relaxed atmosphere, you know, you've got a festival vibe going on, it might align way better to have free, unallocated seating. We've got this wonderful festival here in South Australia that happens in March, and it's called the Fringe Festival. And there's this amazing garden full of all these different performances and acts, and there are magicians, there are comedians, there are plays, there's all sorts of things going on. It's brilliant. It's all about the arts. And in the middle of the Garden of Unearthly Delights, they have like fair or festival stalls set up, you know, serving food. And you line up and you get your food. And then in the very center of the garden are picnic table style settings. And I can absolutely imagine how a wedding that uses that festival style vibe, that you don't want to be told where you're going to sit in that situation. And so in a beautiful, casual celebration like that, you'd sit at one of the picnic tables, right? You get your food, you go, you sit down with whomever, doesn't really matter. And that's when free, unallocated seating allows your friends and family to move around more freely. You might decide you prefer your wedding to value and protect intimacy, quiet conversations, one-on-one, maybe smaller groups, little nests of tables. So if you want intimate conversations to happen and make sure your guests have meaningful interactions with time and space to do that, a seating chart can facilitate this by strategically placing guests where you want them to be and with whom you want them to be with. So very much the atmosphere between formal and casual can impact whether or not it's really viable, feasible, and feels good for you to do this seating chart. Couples who want to add personal touches or showcase their creativity might opt for assigned seating to incorporate unique elements like themed table assignments or your personalized place cards or really cool escort cards. So if you're going for a wedding with that kind of atmosphere, the assigned seating arrangement might be better for you and help you to showcase what you love. I hope these points provide some food for thought, pun intended, on how you want your wedding to pan out and feel like on the day. And if you've already worked out your plan and want to share how and why you chose what you chose, allocated versus unallocated seating, I'd love to hear from you too. And I'll catch up with you again real soon. Ciao for now. That about wraps it up for this episode of the Unbridly podcast. For the links and resources we mentioned, please head to the show notes. And if you love the show, please review and subscribe on the podcast platform you're on now so you don't miss out on a single episode. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, weddings are a team sport. Catch you soon.